What y'all listening to?
Limelight Highlight Podcast.
Welcome back to the show, your positive podcast, safe space and great place for a positive outlook on life. Here we are again, another week into the quarantine, and by now everybody should be getting used to all the guidelines and social distancing and staying home, wearing your mask when you go out and whatnot. But as with everything, people can't handle just being at home or dealing with this temporary shutdown and decide they want to protest and go out when then complain when they actually catch the coronavirus, because that's literally what's going on right now in America. What a backwards world we live in. But if you're tired of people's nonsense, not to worry, you've come to the right place. Those who have chosen to serve their community are doing that safely, and there's no better example than The Block Gives Back. Every Saturday during the shutdown, they hand out meals for all those in need. And time again, they've just proven that they are willing to do the necessary work to serve the fine people of Philadelphia safely and efficiently. Some things people don't understand is that while this lockdown is in effect, many nonprofits haven't really been able to do fundraising or continue a lot of their work due to the recent social distancing guidelines and whatnot. But I commend The Block Gives Back, because despite all the restrictions, they've adapted and still found a way to help. And shout out to all the people who continuously contribute through donations that help The Block Gives Back continue to provide these food resources that they've put together every Saturday at The Block Gives Back headquarters. Because without you, they could only do so much. If you want to see where your donations are going to and how hard the work that they're doing and an amazing organization that this organization is, be sure to follow The Block Gives Back on Instagram and Facebook. I'll have the links in the show notes for easy access and see how you can donate today. Now, today's episode is all about sustainability, specifically architecture, and how these two innovative artists, I'll call them artists because that's what they are, and how they've used material that happened to be in landfills and basically trash, and they've built these amazing houses. But before we dive too deep into the topic, let's talk about today's unrelated fun fact. This week's unrelated fun fact is about the moon. Did you know the moon is a perfect distance between the Earth and the Sun? Besides Mercury and Venus, all of the planets in our solar system actually have moons. Earth and Pluto are the only ones that have one moon, while Mars has two and the rest have several. But when I say our moon is the perfect distance between the Sun and the Earth, I mean our planet is the only planet that experiences solar eclipses. I didn't know that before today. A solar eclipse happens when the moon comes between the Sun and the Earth and it blocks out the Sun's rays, so it gets dark for however long it lasts. I thought it was interesting that out of all the planets with moons on them, our planet is the only one that happens to have that anomaly happen. Another bonus fact is that not many people know this, is that the moon moves further and further away from the Earth every year, meaning that eventually we won't be able to actually have solar eclipses anymore in the future. So if you're into this and into stars and space and didn't know that, I hope you found this information useful. And everyone else, ask around and see how many people actually know this. I thought it was a really interesting fact, and I hope it helps you with future conversations. As always, you're welcome. Let's get on with the show. Now, as I said over and over again, our planet is polluted beyond belief. So much so that if you listen to previous episodes on this podcast or just pay attention to the news regularly, you'll know that there's a huge mass of garbage in the Pacific Ocean known as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. That is big enough to fit two Texas-sized states into it, which is pretty disgusting. But we've covered the ocean cleanup before, which happens to be an amazing organization that just recently successfully retrieved its first roundup of garbage from the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Pollution in both the skies and our oceans are terrible contributors to health problems all over the world for both sea and land animals, and even for us humans. And since we're in quarantine, watching TV can get pretty boring, especially if you're not in the mood to watch anything on the multiple streaming platforms. So every now and then, my wife and I like to watch random YouTube videos to play in the background, just to kill some time while we're either cleaning or on our phones, just taking a break from TV, really. And one of the videos that we came across had to do with some of the most unique homes. And on that list, which basically brought me to talk about this story, there's a company called Phoenix Commotion. And Dan Phillips is an American designer and builder from Texas, and he's also the founder of Phoenix Commotion, which was established in 1997. Phoenix Commotion is the local building initiative, is a local building initiative created to prove that constructing homes with recycled and salvaged materials has a viable place in the building industry. Now, the process only uses apprentice labor and teaches marketable skills to anyone with a work ethic who's willing to swing a hammer. And by keeping labor costs low and using donated or found materials, the homes that are created are truly affordable. No two homes are alike, and due to the myriad of materials used, you know, there is an artistic element that makes Phoenix Commotion's homes unique. That's why I call them artists. They target single parents, artists, and families with low incomes. They require the homeowner to be involved with the planning and construction of his or her own home, and the result is a person who's empowered not only by the useful knowledge of building skills, but by the opportunity to become part of the community as a vested participant. Now, the reason I wanted to share this story is there's a lot of problems that this thing covers. Now, some of the problems in the world that need to be addressed is, you know, what I love about this company is that they're truly tackling a few of them at a time. And with this initiative, in the beginning of the story, you know, we talked about pollution both on land and sea and the air. But this company is aiding with one of those problems, which is the reduction of the mass amount of landfills that we have accumulating. Our problem is not that we have too much trash, it's that we don't know what to do with it. So we fill up these landfills, which causes a bunch of problems further on down the line. So we don't know what to do with it, pretty much. We can't recycle all of it that fast. I mean, we've gone over this over and over again, but it's estimated that around 10% of the average landfill waste consists of usable building materials. Now, many of these materials often go to waste because one of the materials are in the landfill. They become unworthy to use in mostly anything, creating a liability problem. You know, everybody wants to sue nowadays for anything. And I mean, for the most part, I understand. But this company has found different strategies to get around the legal jargon and effectively salvage some good material. Another topic we covered before is the mass amounts of homelessness in this country. And another thing that they addressed, everyone should have shelter over their heads and a place to sleep. Unfortunately, the capitalistic nature of our country has made it rather difficult to be able to afford a house. Many times, the options that people have are, you know, low income families have are just to rent from kind of slumlords or terrible apartment buildings or complexes, public housing, which is like the projects, if you know what the project buildings are. Or they know somebody who knows somebody and they can live in a decent home, which is somewhat sheer luck. But on top of that, you know, buying a home is damn near impossible because they don't have the money for a down payment, or their credit history is terrible and they can't get approved for a loan. And when they do, the APR is too high that they can't afford the mortgage. So it's a bunch of problems. But the Phoenix Commotion is one of the few in the private sector that's trying to help change lives for the better, especially in the low-income communities. Another problem that this amazing company is hitting hard is helping those in the labor force. You know, nowadays, companies want you to have an education with more experience than you can actually accrue in the short time that you're certified or even have, you know, the ability to get the experience, making it extremely difficult to find work. You know, the old joke. You have a degree, but I need you to have 20 years of experience and you're only 22. But the good thing about this company is all the workers that this company hires They're hired as unskilled laborers at minimum wage, which isn't the greatest thing, but the fact that they're able to, you know, get the experience. So basically, since one minimum wage crew does all the construction, the workers accumulate all the marketable skills needed to work and gain the experience to have with this the competitive industry of construction. So they can actually go into these places and kind of confidently say, hey, look, I helped build a building, and they have all the necessary skills and they can back it up with legitimate proof. And although the Phoenix Commotion Company is a for-profit enterprise, they actually partner with a certified nonprofit in Houston called Living Paradigm. And the president of Living Paradigm happens to be a lead AP architect, which would explain why these buildings look so cool. And after being inspired by the work of Dan Phillips, who is the founder, once again, if you guys forgot about that, she has worked since 2008 in contributing to reuse materials addendum to the city of Houston building codes. So it's basically, once again, we're going back into that legal jargon to say what's legal that they can use and what's not. And Living Paradigm also targets the underserved and covers both Walker and Harris counties in Texas in its mission statement. In Huntsville, Phoenix Commotion has developed a relationship of trust with city building officials that has resulted in the creation of 12 structurally sound homes, but they obviously plan to do a lot more. Living Paradigm also houses the Phoenix Fund, which is seed money. It's a seed money account that goes directly into the homesteaders to start building their homes by serving as an interim financing for land, building permits, construction materials that must be purchased new, like lumber, plumbing, and electrical supplies, stuff of that nature. And once the housing is complete, the homeowner secures a mortgage, and this money is returned to the fund for another homesteader to use and to start building. So they're really putting the money back into the community, helping those people really be able to get afford and be able to have a roof over their heads. The company is really working for the underserved and low-income families and people who, you know, that truly need places to live while still giving the opportunity for others to gain experience and to try to help change the cycle of poverty that many families go through that we see today in the United States that isn't being addressed. So shout out to them. I think that is it's an amazing organization. It's an amazing company, regardless if it's for profit. They work with nonprofits, and they're working overall they have strict criteria, and that criteria is for people of low income, people who really need it. You know, if you know anybody, or if you ever grown up in the quote unquote hood or low income areas, then you know how much this type of organization and community can really benefit from a company like this. So that's why I really chose this. That's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons I chose this story to talk about today. Now, our last story, I'm only going to share two today because it's all about sustainability, is somewhat related but not as involved in a community. Now, this story is about a British-born artist. Once again, we got another artist here that has created a floating island made of over 100,000 empty plastic bottles. His name is Rishi Sawa, and the island is called Joyksy Island. It's a weird name. It's spelled weird, but whatever. The fact of the matter is it rests in Isla Mujeres Bay in Cancun, Mexico, and the island has a house with two bedrooms, kitchen, a bathroom, and there's also a dry compost ecological toilet. Rain is collected for running water coming out of the conch shells. He's built two ponds, a solar-powered waterfall, and has a small connecting river. He's got a wave-powered washing machine so he can wash his clothes. There's solar panels providing electricity, and he's even got internet connection. He's really living off the grid, off of completely renewable resources. And the foundation of the island is made up of nets containing plastic bottles. That's how it floats. And Rishi continues to add to the island to this day, increasing its scale and making improvements. The construction of this island began back in 2007. Before that, he created a similar island constructed of 250,000 bottles called Spiral Island. Unfortunately, it was destroyed by the Hurricane Emily in 2005. But the construction of these islands do have the opinions of public and environmentalists at odds with each other. Obviously, you can see why. You know, on one hand, the collection and recycling of the bottles is obviously a good thing because they're being put to use. They're getting out of that whole landfill thing. But on the other hand, if there, which most likely will happen to be another natural disaster, all of the materials could litter the Atlantic, adding to the problem rather than working towards a solution. But thankfully, the debris from his first island washed up on shore and was collected with minimum environmental damage. And now, with the new island, since it's come up, it's caught the attention of the Mexican authorities, and the government has designated his island an eco boat, which means he now has to comply with current boating regulations. And because he has to comply with those regulations, he has to purchase fire extinguishers, life ring buoys, and emergency kits. And you can imagine, somebody who lives on an island, doesn't really have a job, can't come up with all that money. Rishi started a Kickstarter to raise funds to purchase the required equipment. And he's raised over $9,000. And the island has actually had more people come to help him build the island, which is pretty cool. Kind of a sense of community. The island has its own beaches, and it's an incredible piece of architecture if you ever see it. I'll definitely post links to the pictures, and be sure to share them on social media in the upcoming weeks, because in my opinion, this is a really pretty amazing thing to do. I also wanted to share this story because he really is reusing these discarded plastic bottles and recycling materials to build his own shelter, and that alone I think is worthy of highlighting. You know, a little ingenuity and hard work and you could have your own island. For his sake and the sake of the ocean, I hope this one sticks around for a while and doesn't get blown away by some crazy natural disaster. And if it does, I hope he has something in place to keep all his stuff together rather than, you know, I'd hate to see all that work be put in and then just blown away by a hurricane. So yeah, we're coming up on our this week's Limelight PPDPT, which is positive people doing positive things. And this week's PPDPT goes to Ruth's Reusable Resources, a perfect pick for today's show because it falls right in line with the subject. This nonprofit was established over 20 years ago, and they are dedicated to reducing waste and connecting teachers to no-cost classroom materials. We are recycling all throughout this episode. I love it. Their mission is to ensure that all students from pre-K through high school have the basic supplies and creative tools for literacy, STEAM, and health education through the environmentally conscious distribution of donated supplies. Each day throughout the school year, children in Maine attend school without the much-needed pencils, papers, and other basic supplies, and at the same time, businesses throughout the United States dispose of these basic items, not even thinking about it. I know, especially in the military, once we hit a certain quarter or the end of the year, we had a budget. And if we didn't meet that budget or we had excess amount of money, we would throw out perfectly good desks, perfectly good chairs, perfectly good office supplies, equipment, because we had to spend it all. Because if we have too much money at the end of the year, we won't get the same funds for the next year or the funds will be cut. It's a really disgusting practice. I hope it stops. I don't know if it's still happening right now. I'm pretty sure it is. But regardless, there's a lot of people out there that could use these funds, and the military gets a disgusting budget anyway, so let's try to be a little bit conservative with those things. But this nonprofit transfers those unwanted supplies to children and their teachers, and it's been working. Since 1994, this Ruth's Reusable Resources organization has given away more than $80 million worth of surplus furniture, paper, books, office supplies, and computers to Maine schools and other nonprofits in the area. So they specifically serve all of Maine and parts of New Hampshire. And they have a few programs like the Teacher Store program, where teachers can pick up supplies for use in their classrooms at no cost to the individual teacher. They have the backpack program, where over 5,000 backpacks are filled with school supplies every year and redistributed to the low-income students throughout Maine. And they have a computer relife program that takes computers and related technology from businesses and makes it available to schools and nonprofits for small handling fee. And finally, their recycling program. If anything, if they cannot reuse or repurpose something that they recycle, if it's possible, overall, there's very little that comes to them that is actually thrown away. So I chose this nonprofit because it falls in line perfectly with today's episode. As I said before, it recycles materials and it uses those materials for kids in their state to be prepared for school and ultimately helps low-income families, those who need it the most. I love programs that like nonprofits like this because, if anything, they give the underserved and underrepresented a chance to thrive, or at least even the playing field just a tad bit. So we're coming up to the end of the podcast. We had another packed show for you, full of positivity and environmentally friendly news. Some of my favorite news to cover. We covered how the Earth has the moon. It's one of the very special anomalies that the Earth has in a relationship with the moon by giving us these rare solar eclipses. And the moon is moving further away. It's freaking wild. We went over two brilliant men. One who created a company that develops buildings for low-income families, as well as give those same people in the community a chance to gain some much-needed experience to be able to get a competitive job down the line. And the other, he built his own island by reusing bottles and recyclable material, creating a clean and self-sustaining, energy-efficient home on the water. And lastly, we covered our nonprofit organization, the 3 R's, Ruth's Reusable Resources, that helps the exact people we are focused on throughout this entire episode. Overall, full of recycling, sustainable, and eco-friendly materials. That's just straight up good news that I love covering. It's some, like I said, some of my favorite news. I hope it gives you guys a little positive outlook. So yeah, that's all we have for today. I hope this was a much needed break from the coronavirus related news. I know that that type of news can get some fatigue and you don't want to hear about it. It's very real in today's world. It's a part of our everyday lives, like it or not. So I hope this was a little break for you. This, I would have to say, is one of my favorite, more interesting stories that I've shared by far, you know, besides the guest episodes, you know. But if you have a story that you'd like to share, be sure to contact us and follow our social media platforms. We're on Twitter at LL Highlight. Facebook and Instagram at Limelight Highlight. And if you'd like to shoot us an email, you can do so at limelighthighlight@gmail.com. And if you'd like to support the podcast, be sure to subscribe, share, and follow. We're streaming everywhere you find podcasts, including Spotify, Google Play, and even YouTube. So be sure to give the podcast a rating and a review. It would be greatly appreciated, and it would help the popularity of this podcast, which would really in turn help me and maybe help some people that really need to hear some of this stuff. Be sure to come back next week for more positive news. And thank you always for listening. I actually was able to be on a episode of Stranger Dangerous. It's another podcast hosted by Anchor by a man named Johnny Giugioli. I hope I said his last name right. We had a great conversation where every week he talks to strangers. I happen to be this week's stranger. I don't know when he'll release it, but I'll keep you guys updated on that. We had a great conversation. Very raw, very authentic. I really appreciated everything that we had to talk about, and I appreciated the fact that he gave me a platform on his podcast. So be sure to check that out soon. Coming up, I'll keep you guys in the loop. Other than that, until next time, as always, be humble, be helpful, pay it forward, be the best you, and always remember, it ain't all bad. I'll see y'all next week. Peace.